Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, Masech, das ist weiter, Zara, Perik, Hei, Mischner, Yud, Yayin Nesach, Schnuffel, Abar, Yayin Nesach, that fell into, like this hole, that's made, and inside you have wine, kosher wine, but Yayin Nesach fell into it. Kulo, Yasser Bana, everything becomes Yasser Bana, like we've been saying. Wine that was poured for the Avodah Zarah, if it falls into other wine, that's Minai, even the tiniest drop is going to Yasser everything. Now the Batanura says, this is mamish wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, but stam yena shalev dekechav. I don't know whether it was poured for Avodah Zarah or not, even though it's also aser behana, but that won't aser a mixture behana. Rather, you would sell everything to Avodah Kechavim, deduct the value of that stam yayin, and the rest of the money you can use, and the Batanura says, v'chein halacha. But as far as real Yayin Nesach is concerned, it was mamish poured for Avodah Zarah, the tiniest bit will aser a whole bar full of yayin. At least the Tanakama holds that way. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Even real Yayin Nesach has that same din, how the Vatnu described Stam Yayin. Let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Even a little bit of real Yayin Nesach, that gets mixed up with a lot of wine, can't drink all of it, but it doesn't all become aser bahana. Yemacher kulai li'avid kechavim. The entire mixture can be sold to an avid kechavim. Chutz midmei yayin nesach shabai, minus the value of the yayin nesach. Just like what the Batanura told us that the halachi is with stam yayin. As long as he's not gaining any extra money for the nesach wine that's in the mixture, and the money of the rest of the wine is mutter. Can't drink it, but you could sell it. Okay, so again, quickly chazring over, Yayin Nesach that fell into a bar of Yayin, all the wine is Aser Bana. Shem Gamliel says, nope, it's all Aser to drink, but you can sell it, just deduct the money of the wine.